Hello, everybody. Hi, this is Ramble Redhead. Just want to leave you a quick audio boo. It's 11:47 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it is August the 25th, just a few more minutes. But I am in Indiana, of course. I cover all of most of half the state, about 44 counties, and I was down in this one area, and I just love how things happen kind of by a fluke, but then they're good things. And like, to give an example, a little while ago, a certain podcasting listener had told me about another podcast who I listened to, and we're going to talk about another episode, so I don't want to give too many details, but I just want to say that it was just kind of interesting that this listener told me about this other podcaster. I started listening, and I really got hooked quickly, and I'll be, like I said, telling you about the show later, and hopefully going to have that person on my show. But the funny thing is, like, less than a week later, the listener said, hey, do you know that that person is going to be in Indiana and going to be doing a show, and I really want to go. Would you like to go? And I said, sure, I'd love to. I said, if my schedule allows. Well, then what I did is I thought, oh, well, you know, I really did like the show. I'd love to, you know, meet the other podcaster. And so I said, what the hell? So I worked my schedule around to go to the show, and I honestly didn't think it was going to happen, but then it did, and I'm so glad I went. And the listener and I had a great time. We had to have dinner. We got to see the show, got to meet the person, talked to him about being on my show. That's all set and great. And I was like, awesome. And then I was going to plan on staying another night tonight, which I'm now in Anderson, Indiana. And if you remember a few weeks ago, I was down here and they have a casino here. And I decided to go and try my luck. And the thing is, when I got back to the hotel and got something for eat, I just felt really tired because I didn't get to the hotel last night until like 1 in the morning. So I was kind of tired. And then when I got back to the hotel, I did all my work stuff. And then I thought, well, I'll go to the casino. But I was really feeling kind of tired. And I was like, eh, should I go? I don't know. And I was like, eh. But I decided to go. And the funny thing is, I go to this one machine. And it's based on the TV show Hee-Haw. If you're a youngin' and you don't know what it is, just Google Hee-Haw. And it is a crazy show that was on many, many years ago. And it was a funny, funny show. Anyway, I put $20 in. And I played my $20 for the longest time. I kept getting these bonus rounds. I kept getting all these spins. It was just going crazy. And then all of a sudden, I kept playing. And I was like, oh, I wonder, as soon as this is done, I'm just going to go. And then what the thing is that it was a penny machine, and the thing is the max bet was $3. Well, what I did is I said, oh, I'm down the last $3. What the hell? I'm just going to do the whole $3 and see what happens. Well, the next thing you know, there's five rows in the thing, and it goes bonus spin, bonus spin, bonus spin. And then what it does is, depending on how many you bet, you can get, like, the max, you can get 30 spins times one time the bet. But because I spent so much in the initial spin, it guaranteed me that I was going to get, you know, a lot of money. Well, not guaranteed, but hopeful. Well, then the very first thing it did, it says, you got 300 bonus. So I got my $3 back within the very first spin. And then by the time it was all done, I had over $130 on just all the bonus thing. And I played a little bit more, and then I got down to 120, and I said, okay, I'm stopping. And I went right to the cashier, and I got my money back. So I walk out a little over an hour and a half later with a $100 profit. So, woohoo! So I'm all excited. So, yay! So I'm just happy, happy, happy. So I thought I'd do an audio boo and share with you! So let's just hope that when I go to Vegas in September, that I have the same kind of luck I did tonight. So I'm almost running out of time. So anyway, I want to say goodbye. I love all of you. I hope to see many of you in Vegas. And if I can, I hope to see you sometime soon. Remember to listen to the Ramble Redhead Show. I do a live show Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Pride 48. So I'll talk to y'all later. Have a most wonderful day. Good boy, good boy, good boy.